The drama in the ANC expected to come to a head this weekend. The ANC expected to hold that special NEC meeting from tomorrow until Monday. And this follows the implementation of the step-aside resolution, which resulted in the suspension of its Secretary General, Ace Magashule. Magashule then said that his suspension was flawed. He's still the Secretary General. He, in turn, attempted to suspend the President of the ANC. So, Tsidi Madia, EWN reporter, watching all of that fuss. Tsidi, thank you for your time today. What is your prediction? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Good afternoon, Mandy. It's hard to tell, to be honest. You know, you've got different camps in different corners trying to have conversations about how to approach the NEC. I understand the officials will be meeting later to also try and figure out how to navigate the issue of the suspended Secretary General on the back of the NEC. The questions about whether or not to allow Ace Magashule to participate in the NEC. On his camp, there are people who feel he should force his way in if he's not allowed. And whether or not if he's invited, he should go. So lots of questions, no answers, but definitely a difficult period for the party.
We've had huge issues, the ANC has had huge issues with meetings leaking and all of this being played out in the public domain. Are they putting additional restrictions in place? Are they worried about this? How's this going to play out?
They are worried, Mandy. You know, at some point when the leaks were... possibly when we're getting the most leaks from their meetings, I think last month, they wanted to move to person-to-person meetings. But the NEC itself is 80-plus people. You know, you've got ex-officials attending. There's a lot of people in one room. And the optics are also something that the NEC is worried about, from what I understand. The kind of messaging this would send out to the public if the governing party is allowed to meet with around over 100 people with their different entourages, because all of them have protocols, security officials. So they were concerned about what that would look like. And I think what they resolved on is to go to virtual meetings. Of course, there are big concerns that they can't be able to monitor what everyone else is doing in their homes. So people who call journalists and allow journalists to listen in on the NEC meetings, people who allow other people to join in and have watch parties, it's very difficult to control that. I think it's an issue that they were still grappling with throughout the month. I spoke to the head of communications, the subcommittee, KKK Khan, and he said to me, at the most, it has to have a hybrid. It's impossible to have everybody in one area. It's a very difficult period to navigate a closed meeting with the pandemic still in place.
Well, Tsidi, thank you for that. You're going to have a busy weekend. Tsidi Madia, EWN reporter, chatting to us there. Sure, how do you think that ANC-NEC meeting is going to go? And do you think Ace Magashule should be allowed to attend if he has indeed been suspended, although he says he remains the Secretary General?